This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. Wow, quite a turn of events.
Boker Tov, yeah, we were going to talk about a few other things when I went to sleep last night. When I woke up this morning, it's all changed around because obviously the war has now been restarted. The next phase of the war, day 529 of Operation Swords of Iron, but day one of this phase of the war, because I think that quite a lot has changed since the ceasefire was implemented approximately 2 months ago, and we are now in a completely different phase of the war, and I hope that the listeners will get involved as well to express their views about how sensible it is for us to be going back to war at this stage and under the current circumstances. I think there's quite a lot that we can talk about and lots of pros and cons, which I'm sure the defense establishment have weighed up in their decision to carry out these strikes. So just the news is that quite significant Air Force strikes took place last night, were carried out against Hamas targets in Gaza. We understand that hundreds of people have been killed. That's the initial reports suggest that some hundreds of people have been killed in the process of these Air Force strikes. There is currently no indications of a potential ground force attack. It's all currently being carried out. All the attacks have currently been carried out from the air. We have no news about the remaining hostages in Gaza, and the Air Force continues to carry out strikes, and the official word is that Hamas officials are being targeted. Medium-ranking and higher-ranking Hamas officials are being targeted in the process. Of course, Hamas have been very quick to come out saying that Netanyahu and his government have decided to overturn the ceasefire agreement, and that we hold the criminal Netanyahu and the Zionist entity fully responsible for the consequences of the treacherous aggression in Gaza. Those are the words of Hamas on a statement that they sent out on Telegram. And their prime minister's office has said that the strikes are being carried out in response to Hamas's refusal to release hostages still held in Gaza. So let's take it from there.
Yeah. I see Mavis says, I'm hearing many warplanes today already flying over Beit Shemesh. The war in Gaza has indeed resumed. And that obviously is the experience that people are having at the moment. What is happening? What do we know?
So, I mean, first of all, we know that schools have been cancelled in the Gaza area, the border area around Gaza, for all Israeli schools in that area. And that means that we believe that Hamas still has the ability to fire rockets at us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be concerned about closing schools today when the war resumes. But let's look at some of the pros and cons of restarting the war, breaking the ceasefire, essentially. 32 hostages were released over the course of the last 2 months or so, as well as the bodies of the Bibas family. That's the benefit that we gained from the ceasefire over the last 2 months, the significant benefit that we gained. I don't want to underplay that, because that has been a massive, massive benefit. We've also had to release thousands of Palestinian prisoners, many of whom have blood on their hands, many of whom were directly involved in carrying out terror attacks that killed Israelis. So that's a price that we've had to pay as well. We've also had a little bit of a break from fighting to allow our forces to regather their strength, to rearm themselves, to replan what they're going to do. And we're now under the leadership of a new chief of general staff for this particular phase of the war. So all of those things change. We also have a new US administration in place where I believe the door is open much wider for us to be able to carry out these attacks. We have got the support of the U.S. administration. We have the support of the U.S. administration to supply us with required arms and ammunition, which also shouldn't be underestimated. These are positive things and good reasons why we should go back to war. Of course, Hamas over the last 2 weeks or so has had the benefit of quiet without them having released any hostages. So I can see the considerations which say, why would we continue to allow this quiet when we are not getting any benefit from it? But in fact, we are, because we quite like the quiet ourselves. We do like peace, and we became very accustomed to a peaceful situation. We fell into it so easily and so comfortably without even almost noticing it. It just became part of our everyday existence in a heartbeat. And we love peaceful situations, but we don't love the hostages who are still in Gaza. And that is the main reason why this war is being renewed. Then there is this argument about what impact does this war have, the new renewal of the war, on the hostages in Gaza. And the question as to whether this might potentially have some sort of a risk associated with it for them, whether they are now being abused again, whether they are being badly treated, whether they might be even in direct line of fire from the IDF attacks that are being carried out, wherever they happen to be. The hostages who've been released over the last 2 months are no doubt going through a lot of trauma right now, remembering themselves in those tunnels when the IDF was carrying out these attacks, what happened to them, how they were treated, what the impact of these attacks what the impact was on their daily existence. And having actually physically been with those hostages who are still in Gaza and imagining what they're going through right now, I think must be major trauma for them. And of course, major trauma for the hostages in Gaza. So these are the pros and cons of renewing these attacks. And I really would encourage listeners to get involved and to let us know what you think about the decision today or yesterday that was taken to renew these attacks last night. Do we allow Hamas to rest and keep our hostages in Gaza and get the benefits for ourselves of a peaceful situation? Or do we say it's not acceptable that the hostages continue to be held in Gaza, and we are going to continue to fight this physically, militarily, until each and every hostage is brought home in whichever way they come home? What's your view?
Yeah, Anthony, a couple of questions for you. Does the fact that this is an airstrike, it's really mainly the Israeli Air Force carrying out attacks at the moment, is that a precursor to a further more ground activity? Or is this simply an air attack?
Well, we don't know the answer to that. And of course, the IDF will not tell us what their plans are. But it would be a surprise to me if there wasn't some plan to launch a ground attack at some point, if these air attacks don't carry out whatever the desired responses, or maybe it is just part of a plan to bring in ground troops. Because one of the advantages that we've had over the last 2 months is that we've collected up masses of new intelligence about what's going on in Gaza, and in particular, what's happening with our hostages in Gaza. And I just wonder whether the IDF hasn't potentially put a plan together that says, now that we know more since the release of the hostages, we might have an alternative plan that we can put together. We know locations, we know conditions, we know methodology that's being used to guard them. I don't know. We've probably collected up masses of information. So I can't tell, and we're certainly not being told, whether this air attack is just a precursor to a ground attack, or whether it happens to be some sort of an end in itself that is designed to achieve something. But I would be surprised if there hasn't been some plan put together for a ground attack, and which would be triggered according to something which we are not aware of right now. But yeah, so I think that we probably have a plan for a ground attack. The question is whether that'll be carried out or not.
The next question that I have is a very cynical one, and that is there any chance that the timing of this attack is designed to take the attention away from the Netanyahu Ronen Bar situation?
Difficult for me to say that it's timed for that particular purpose, and I think it is indeed a cynical view which suggests that we're only going into Gaza in order to allow the prime minister to carry out certain activities.
Well,
maybe politically.
Maybe it is going to happen at some point, and the timing is maybe fortuitous or just used right now rather than a little bit later. It's a question we need to consider, isn't it?
Well, I think there might be a reverse cynical question that you could ask. Was the timing of the announcement of the firing of Ronen Bar done
to
because the prime minister knew that we were going to war, and that eventually that news would effectively wash over his decision to fire the head of the Shabak?
Oh, I like your theory there might more. Your thoughts.
I think that the prime minister has had the intention to fire Ronen Bar for some time. I don't think that that's a new plan. I think that it going public right now is new, and he could potentially have timed it 2 days before these attacks in Gaza, knowing full well that that's what was going to happen. That, I think, is real possibility, rather than carrying out the attack because of trying to cover up his intention to fire the head of the Shabak.
That makes more sense. I'd love your thoughts, 061-895-1019. We'll keep a very close eye on this story. The other one is, of course, that the Syrian Druze sheikhs visited a Druze holy site near Tiberias on Friday. What is happening in terms of this?
Well, I think there are a few things which are interesting and relevant to the relationship with the Druze right now. First of all, we should add that the war between Lebanon and Syria seemed to escalate further yesterday, with the involvement not only of Hezbollah forces on the side of the Lebanese, but indeed forces from the Lebanese army. And now what we're seeing is direct conflict between forces of the Lebanese government, the Lebanese army, and forces of the Syrian army, something which I never thought would actually happen, not even when the Assad regime was overthrown. What's also been noticeable is that even though the new Syrian government has tried to court the support of the Druze leaders in southern Syria, there was a moment late last week when the Druze leadership turned on the new Syrian government and made announcements about the fact that they're not going to be cooperating with the Syrian government, and that they have no interest in becoming involved in that new Syrian regime. It was quite sudden, but it seems as if though Israel had kind of anticipated this and had been courting the Druze in southern Syria for some time. And there was a report on Friday that Israeli number plated buses had been sent into Syria to pick up these Druze sheikhs to bring them to this Druze holy site near to Tiberias in Israel. More than that, announcement by the Israeli government that they're going to allow visas to Druze workers, Syrian Druze workers, to come and work in the Golan Heights area of Israel. Israel has been courting the Druze community, and it's not exactly clear why, whether it might be in order somehow to reward the Israeli Druze community and somehow unite that community across the Syrian border. It's not clear, but I think it is a definite significant development that we saw on Friday, with the Syrians coming into Israel Syrian members of the Druze community being brought into Israel by Israeli government officials to allow them to visit Israel quite freely.
Anthony Reich, that is where we leave it. It is 8:01. Thank you as always. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 7:45 for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.